So the sign-up sheet's going around. We have an agenda here. There's a little one in front of your package. They're slightly different, but we're going to cover all the items and probably some extra stuff too. We may not necessarily go in order, but first thing I'm going to do is give a brief president's report for 2013. First thing I want to thank is the board of directors for their participation. We do monthly phone conference calls. We met in person in November this year up at Jeremy's place in East Hardwick, Vermont. We had a meeting where most of the directors were there face to face. Great day, and I want to thank Jeremy and his wife for hosting us. A couple of things we did over the last year. If you remember last year at the meeting here, we discussed semen sales and opening up the semen to other than non-debit owners, and we decided as a board to do that. And we didn't see a problem with it. I surveyed the people who actually owned the bulls that the semen was drawn from. They had no problem with it. Obviously, they want to sell more of it and get more commission, so that was opened up. I think we've made a few sales in that area. In the area of publicity, we talked about last year, we had an author here. Some of you met Julia Shipley. She wrote an article that some of the directors judged wasn't so good, so we didn't pursue that. We have contracted unofficially with Drew Conroy to write an article, and he's much more familiar with the breed and with cattle in general. So I spoke to Drew the other night, and we kind of put him off till spring because you can't take good pictures of cattle in New England when they're in the barns. So he was waiting till green grass time and the cattle are out, and that's happening pretty much as we speak. So he's going to start. He's got some free time coming up. He's going to start talking to some of you folks. If any of you want him to come out and do a part of the article about your place, give Drew a call. He's more than willing to come around and gather that information and some photos. So we've also had individual great publicity. I know Jeremy had a TV spot. Raleigh and Paula Johnson had a great magazine article out there out in Colorado. We've met them at some of the regional meetings. They have a number of Devons and some great publicity for the breed. And also Bonnie and I had an article in a magazine that was pretty nice article, some pretty nice pictures of the cattle. So you can view ours on the web. I can give you the information if you want to look at it. Moving along, we had an issue with our domain, which is our website hosting thing, and it went off the line for a while in a couple of days, and I got a few panicked phone calls. So I contacted the company, didn't realize, and they didn't have my contact address to send me an invoice. So I signed us up with the same name for 20 years, so we don't have to address that for a while. And it was a significant savings. I mean, it was about double what it cost for a two-year sign-up. So to get it for 20 years, we don't have to worry about it. The web probably will be around for 20 years. So when you Google AMDCA, it's going to come up, you know. So for those of you that use the web, that's set for quite a while. It'll probably be long after I'm not running this anymore. Someone will have to deal with it. We're talking about a fall regional meeting this year on November 8th, and Lawrence is helping to organize that, I believe, at MJ Knights, Lawrence?
That's the plan.
And I've contacted Drew Conroy, and he's going to go. And what we want to do is have Drew critique cattle and look at them and compare them to the breed standards, so a lot of new and beginning breeders can come and hear comments from an experienced cattle judge, understand what, you know, apply what it says in the breed standard on paper or on the web to the actual live animal, so they can look at confirmation and all the different things that Drew will talk about. So it should be a very good regional meeting this fall. So November 8th, mark your calendars, in Ulysses, Pennsylvania.
November 8th?
Eight.
Not one?
Eight. It's eight for Drew and for us. So does that work for you?
I mean, I'll make it work.
Okay. November 8th.
I think it'll work okay for MJ.
It's a Saturday. And the last thing, we'll discuss this later, but I just want to note now for the record that we received 2 weeks ago an official resignation of Sue Randall as a director and as the registrar for the association. So she's not here today, she's resigned, and we'll take that up later. So that's my president's report. Any questions on any of those items?